USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The partial federal government shutdown began exactly a month ago today. And the longer it goes on, the more it appears TSA workers are calling in sick in greater and greater numbers. This TSA worker at the Miami International Airport telling NBC News,
I showed up and another lead showed up and only three officers showed up. And on that shift, you're supposed to have, at maximum, give or take, 16 officers.
More than 400,000 workers, including TSA screeners, are working without pay. Last Friday saw the huge March for Life in Washington, but today is the actual anniversary of the High Court's Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion back in 1973. Demonstrations on both sides of the issue are planned in towns and cities across the USA today. And this is USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Yesterday, Americans were remembering the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump and Vice President Pence pay their respects and visit the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the Mall in Washington, D.C., the president laying a wreath in front of the monument. President Trump remains in Washington as the partial government shutdown starts week five. In Atlanta,
I remember when he did get assassinated, I was 12 years old.
Patrick Price, who lives in Atlanta, will never forget the moment in time when Martin Luther King Jr. assassinated.
It was a sad day. It was a sad day.
Every year to honor King, he goes to the service at Ebenezer Baptist Church, not far from where King and his wife buried.
A winter storm that's killed at least 10 people is expected to bring in wicked cold weather to the same areas later this week. The storm dumping about 2 feet of snow on parts of the Midwest and Northeast. And by Friday morning, Chicago and Milwaukee could see their first sub-zero temperatures of the season. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to be healthier, it all starts with a good night's rest. MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, you'll get the lowest price ever MyPillow has offered for their four-pack, free shipping, and their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special, use my promo code USA to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Speaking before the UN-sponsored conference on disarmament in Geneva, U.S. Ambassador Robert Wood says a new Russian cruise missile system is proving the Russians can't be trusted. USA Radio's John Clemens has more.
The harsh comments from U.S. Ambassador Wood sets the stage to make good on the threat by the Trump administration to withdraw from the treaty that was signed by U.S. President Ronald Reagan with Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev back in 1987.
Unfortunately, the United States increasingly finds that Russia cannot be trusted to comply with its arms control obligations and that its coercive and malign actions around the globe have increased tensions.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Meanwhile, Russia's beginning legal action against Facebook and Twitter, its communications watchdog agency, opening administrative proceedings against the social media giant, saying it's not following local data laws. The agency says Facebook and Twitter haven't explained how and when they'll comply with laws requiring them to store Russian users' personal information on servers in Russia. And Country Music Hall of Famer Maxine Brown Russell has died. The member of the brother and sister trio, the Browns, was 87. She died of complications of heart and kidney disease in Little Rock, Arkansas. And remember, you can find us online anytime. Our newly redesigned website is at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.